You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware, 482.
You know how Dana is always saying that feeling good is the most important thing you can do to build your business? Well, one way to feel good is to get a daily mantra sent to your email every day. You'll get new ideas for your own personal mantras, and these daily mantras will start your day with a positive jolt. To get your daily mantra, go to danawild.com/mantra or text 44222 with the word mantras. That's mantras with an S on the end. That's text number 44222 with the word mantras. That's MANTRAS. Or just go online to danawild.com/mantra to get your daily mantra today. Start your day feeling good so you can take positive intentional action in your business.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Do you feel stuck at a certain financial level? Like, does it seem like no matter what you do that you can't gain any traction and get past it? Well, if so, you're going to love today's show because that's the question that came in. Somebody was wondering, like, what can I do to get past this level I'm at? You know, it feels like I've been here for years and years and I get a little bit ahead and then I go back a little bit and then I go a little bit ahead and back, but always kind of in that same range. Well, there's a reason for that, and it's a brain reason. And I know you're going to like what I have to say today because you can fix this. This can be shifted. So let's begin. What is homeostasis? Homeostasis, besides being a $4 word, is a mechanism in the brain that causes you to want to stay the same. Your brain has a desire to stay the same. So this is a good thing in that, like, if you get too hot, you don't have to say mantras to sweat. You just sweat because the body is self-regulating. You shiver when you're cold. But many of us have experienced this, like with our weight. Maybe you've got a weight range that you pong back and forth between. Some people even have like their heavy clothes and their lighter clothes because they know they're going to stay in this range. And the same with finances. It's like a financial blueprint. There's a certain expectation that we're programmed for, and homeostasis keeps us the same. Now, other experts might say to you, "Ooh, that's why you're sabotaging yourself. Your brain is sabotaging you," which I really hate that, by the way, just saying, okay? So why? Because they never talk about that it's also protecting you. It's also a safety mechanism. If you have a general habit of paying your bills, no matter how bleak things look, you're going to continue that habit. That is homeostasis. You may feel like you have an upper level, but you also have a lower expectation too, and you will stay right in between those two. This is why I tell people sometimes, like, if you're thinking of quitting your job, know that your brain's going to support you in it. You're going to quickly make what you made before, as long as you don't freak out or focus on the negative, as long as you're hopeful and you stay in that positive mindset that we know how to do as brain trainers. Your brain will always support you. So, having said that, let's get back to this concept of being stuck. Because when you hit that upper echelon of the income, it can feel almost like you're on a treadmill where you're doing, and no matter what you're doing, you can't get past it. And there's a certain emotional state that can happen when you're at that point too. So, what can you do? Well, here's the reality, and here's just the straight up truth about this. What choice do you have at that point except mindset? You have to use mindset to shift this, because no matter what you do, all of the action in the world isn't going to make up for a messy mindset. There is no other way to break through that. You can't take enough action to break through that. You have to use your mindset. You have to shift it that way. So, some things that you can do. Ask yourself, if I was attaining the next level, what kinds of things would I be saying to myself? So you wouldn't probably be saying things that we're taught to say with affirmations, like, I easily and effortlessly have a $1 million business, right? We wouldn't do that, would we? What we'd probably really be doing is saying, like, oh my gosh, things are so good and things are moving and I love seeing the money coming in and it seems like everything I'm doing is working. We would use phrases like that. So sit down with a pen and paper if you like, or if you're better just doing it audio, but think of what's that list of things you'd actually be saying to people. If you hit it and get yourself into that emotional state of what would really be happening. Once you have those phrases, then it's your job to be a proactive thinker in your head. You must be the one to get yourself fired up, and you must be the one to think about the situation as though it's already happened. Why? Because the brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. So when you start thinking those thoughts as though they've already happened, that's when your brain and your homeostasis and your reticular activating system all kick in and it thinks that this is normal for you. When you ask athletes, so many professional athletes, they use this method. Really think, what would you be saying to yourself and to other people? And in fact, for extra credit, if you want to, think about a conversation you'd be telling somebody if you were having this breakthrough, this thing happened that you know is going to happen. Who's that person you're going to call? Is it somebody in your household you're going to sit across the table and talk to? Are you going to be in the living room? Where are you going to be when you have this conversation? Is it going to be in a Zoom session, maybe to your mastermind or a phone call, or what is it going to be? A text even, right? And just imagine, what are you going to say and what are they going to say? So start imagining that conversation literally 3 minutes a day. If you can set a timer once a day to just milk that conversation, I'm going to say, like, you won't believe it. I just did the financials last month and you won't believe how much we hit. Or they're going to say, how are things going? And you're going to say, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's amazing. So many crazy things are happening. I've got so much money coming in, so many offers coming in. How can you get yourself fired up about the success that you're going to have in the future as though it's already happened? If you can do that, if you can visualize, if you can talk about it in that way, then there is nothing that can stop you because your brain will make it happen. That's how it works. That's what being a brain trainer is all about. A brain trainer is about knowing that no matter how much action you take, if you don't have your brain on board, you're not going anywhere, and that's why it feels like you're on a treadmill. So if you feel stuck at this current financial level, then you can break through simply by starting to think about it differently. Now, I'm going to give you a bonus tip right here, and you're going to like this one. What is the feeling you get when you're feeling stuck at this certain financial level? So is it powerlessness or upset or frustration or annoyance or anger? And then look at the rest of your life and ask yourself, are there any other places I'm also having that emotion? Because if so, you start to clean up that emotion in all the other places and your finances will also start to shift. So we're emotional masters. That's what we do here. Train your brain. I'm known to say that it's easy to look at puppies and babies and feel good. Any idiot can look at babies and puppies and feel good. But if you want to be a master brain trainer, then these are the times that you do it. Get those juices flowing. Get feeling good. Say those positive sentences. Things are working out for me. Things are shifting. I can start to feel something shifting. It's amazing. I love it. I was stuck for a while, but now it's shifting. I can tell I'm moving in the right direction. It's feeling so good. I love using my brain. I love focusing on one thought after another. I love being able to be a brain trainer and think positive thoughts and know that things shift. I love the feeling of things shifting. It's crazy because I was stuck for so long, but now I'm on the move. Now I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better every day. Things are going so well. More money is coming in. I'm getting offers from every corner. Life is good. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited!
Okay, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.